You're talking about, is this a value?
This is the
BOE
one,
number 25.
2024-25.
What is it?
It's a motel on, I think it's on East 76. No.
So they're coming back in.
730 State Highway 165. It's in Hollister.
So they're coming back in here and wanting it reduced more. Is it a valuation?
It is a valuation, and I think they're asking to bring it to 600. And so.
So what motel is this? Or hotel?
They're calling it State Highway 165 LLC.
Right.
So I don't. I'd have to look at the picture. Let me look and see.
Yes, maybe down here.
Hi.
Are you all here by chance on 730 State Highway 165?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, perfect. Come on up.
Right across from Manhall Safari Road.
That is.
It's our understanding that this is some sort of motel or hotel?
Yes.
Okay.
A motel.
What's the name of it?
Midwest Inn.
Midwest Inn.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We were told to bring three copies.
That'd be great. Have you all talked to the assessor at all on this?
No.
Okay, haven't talked to the assessor. Okay.
And what did they hand out?
Oh.
Yeah, here, copy. I'll give you a copy. Just let me look through. Have you since fixed any of the problems with the city of Branson, or is it just closed down right now?
It's closed down. We're working on it. We got a contractor, but it's going to take us a while. So we were hoping to basically come here today and talk to you guys about trying to get our taxes lower, because the building is not worth what it's probably not even worth what it was originally worth when we took it over. The walkways have deteriorated on us. It has a lot of problems per all those code of violations that Branson has tagged with us. We're working on it. It takes a while, and funding is an issue. So we are doing the best we can, but it's going to be a bit. So we were hoping to see if we could work with you guys to at least help us on the tax piece of it, because that would, you know, help us until we can get all these things resolved, which is our goal. Our goal is to get it up and working, running as a motel, so we can be open for business, you know, making money for you guys, you know, the city, the county, everything.
What kind of time frame do you think that that's going to take to get it running? It's going to be next year, or is it going to be? It's July.
Probably looking into next year. We're working on walkways right now. We have to get, there's the bridges that go between the two buildings. There's two buildings on property. I think the assessment had originally gone up when they came and reassessed things a couple years ago, and we come and talk to you guys because the back building has always been closed down and was still closed down at that time. So I think originally you guys had assessed us up, say, like 20,000, and then taken us back down to about 13 or so, because the back building was closed. So they said, well, let's take the back building out and we can help them out with that. Now I've got our front building is closed, so we have nothing going on there. So we have to fix the bridges that go between the buildings, and we have to fix the back building now is what they're requiring for us to be opened, from what we understand.
And I apologize. So, please tell me you guys' names.
Melissa Thurman, Chanel Thurman.
Chanel, yes. Okay. You haven't seen this, obviously.
I what?
You haven't seen this yet.
No, and I will just tell you, the assessor has not been back out there since we did the initial assessment, and then they came to the BOE, and we've just left it because we've not heard of any changes at this point.
Right.
And we just left your BOE box checked. And so it is up to you and them.
I understand. Under the circumstances, I understand we have a short BOE season this year, but do you have any ability to have somebody go out there or to go through this and look and give us an idea if it would? I'm assuming that this probably would have, had they brought this to you, reduced it. Is that wrong?
Well, this is a non-assessment year, so even if they brought it to me this year, I'm not supposed to be doing anything unless there's been something subtracted, like they tore the building down. And so this is their hope. You are their hope.
In other words, you can't do anything because it's a non-assessment year, And they're just coming to us because of the closure, and so we have the power to do it, you don't.
Correct, because, I mean, I'm only supposed to do the outside. They can ask us to come in, and but they did not, and so
understand.
I assume it was
but we've
the
got
same.
A, we've got some.
Yeah.
Have we had others in prior years that have been closed, similar situation? I know there's several around town that are kind of going through this.
Right, and like I said, we've not been out. Like you guys decided the value at the 2022 BOE.
Probably.
And we've heard nothing since. And I'm not unaware that the city of Branson has closed a lot of places off, cut off water, done all sorts of things, but we have not gone back out until we're finding out that
I think what Greg is perhaps asking is if you've had a closure on one of these, what have you been doing typically to revalue them?
We would be going out for 25. Because again, that's a reassessment year, and we had no request. As far as we know, there.
I know not this one, but have you had other ones?
Any of them, until we hear something concrete from the owner, we're not at a point to go out. We're covering everything
sure.
we can that's new, and for 24.
So, what has changed about the condition of the property since we assessed it in 22? I understand that it's now closure, but what happened?
The walkways deteriorated on us. We had a contractor working with us. They didn't do, from what the city inspector, a gentleman named Norman Teed, he believes that the architect did not do the best job. The contractor did not do the best job. We have an architect we're working with, Pete Long. Pete's opinion is that the work is not as bad as Norman thinks it was. But they did agree that we're going to put in some posts to help stabilize the walkways as additional support, not because they really need it because everything is cantilevered into the building so far, but he believes that they cut off too much of the rafters or the floor joists, and I'm probably not using all the right terms, but so our floor joist was rotted on the ends edge of the walkway because the rain and conditions and stuff, it was able to get out underneath there, and the soffit was covering it, holding all that moisture in since, I guess, 1983 is when the building was put in. So we had a contractor who cut some of the floor joists back because you had to get rid of that rotted wood. We're trying to replace the plywood on top of it to put in new surface covering,
mm-hmm.
but we had nothing to grip the surface covering to because when we would put in the screws into the existing floor joists on the edges, it was rotted, so it wouldn't grip. So we had to do that, marry new boards to the edge of the floor mm-hmm. joist, put in a new 2x12. Two 2x12s is an outer rim joist, right? So Norman thinks that the work was done worse than what it was. Our architect, Pete, doesn't believe that the work was all that bad. So now we're kind of in a push and pull back and forth with the city, right? So
that the main, in other words, I haven't read all through this, but are there other things besides that?
He's nitpicking on every little thing because I believe we do extended stays. But, I mean, that's his biggest thing that he's used to shut us down is the walkway and the framing work that we're doing.
Okay.
The bridges between the buildings all need to be replaced. And, we know that. We were hoping to do it in phases, but it doesn't seem like they're going to let us do it in phases at this point. They want us to get all the work done. So the back building have staircases on both sides, steel staircases. Those have bad concrete. It wasn't a good grade of concrete, I guess. That or salt and weather or stuff has affected the concrete on the stairs in the back. So we have to replace the stair treads, maybe the stringers. We've got to get those the paint off of them to see how bad the steel is so that they can weld and fix, and then we'll be able to probably do new risers on the stairs to get the back building stairs fixed. And then, the back building needs, of course, rooms need paint, carpets, some stuff like that has to be updated as well.
But you're thinking this is going to take you until the end of the year?
We did have the contractor started today on the posts that we're going to put in along the front side of the walkway where the work was done to help with additional support. He thinks that'll take just a few weeks, but I still have to work on the railings because the railings are old and a little bit rusted. I've got to get a welder to help us with the railings on the main building. That you guys assessed for us the last year. The back building needs railing work. I don't have a full estimate on a full scope. I'm trying to do one part at a time. If the city will let us open up the front building, that would be our main goal, is to get it good and then show them, hey, look, we're doing this in phases. We accomplished everything you wanted on the first building. Now can we move on to work on the second building? But as far as Branson goes, I'm just not sure. If they require us to do everything, it's going to take us longer.
Understand. So was this, have you been open at all this year?
We had some extended stays. We tried to get rid of them. Branson wanted us to then be treated like an apartment and residential living, so they forced us to do evictions and everything to try and get the people out. You know, the police even came around and told everybody they don't have to move if they don't want to, because, and we have to evict them if we want them to go. So we tried to get everybody out because we, you know, we need to do the work and we weren't making the progress we needed to, but with the closure, you know, I guess in a way it helped us because all the people who weren't paying us and weren't helping and weren't doing what they should are now gone. So,
well, let me ask you, if and you guys feel free to jump in, if the front building were given an occupancy permit and you were able to open, are you okay with the value that was set before? In other words, do you think the value that we set in 22 is correct if the front building is open?
I wish I knew how to do evaluations. I'm really not sure. I mean,
okay.
I guess it seems if it's with what everybody has.
Were you in here in 22?
I came with Bob that day. I didn't really understand everything that was going on.
Sure.
I did understand that it was agreed upon that the increase was a lot for what they originally did.
I understand.
Based on what it had been. We didn't get the original notice. It went to the previous, you know, the lawyer, so for the people that previously had it. So when the notice came, we didn't know about it until we went to pay the taxes in December. And we were like, how did it go from 8,500 to 20,000 something?
Sure.
That was a lot for us. We don't, you know. So we paid it because we were like, well, if we don't pay it, we'll be in trouble. So we came up with it. Not sure how, but we did. And then I guess we didn't know either. Then we had to dispute it by the 31st of December. Otherwise, there was no chance of ever getting the difference back or anything back if we were able to get it changed. So you guys changed it for us, thankfully, for the next year, but we kind of lost that extra $9,000 that we had paid from the year before that was a bigger amount than what maybe it should have been in the first place.
Okay.
Do you guys live on premise?
We do.
There's an apartment, yeah.
Oh, look at that. It's a big Verbo Lodge.
What?
It looks like a big Verbo Lodge.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
You know, we had an ad for one that slept 56, so they can't sleep 56 here right now.
For the assessor, I mean, there's been other hotels in town that are vacant, correct?
Yeah.
In Branson.
Nobody's asked. We assess from the outside. We put down what's there. If somebody decides not to run a motel, that isn't part of the value. At this point, if they want us to do an income and finance, typically we do, and so that's how we got all those people with the motels the last time. If you remember, we had one person with several motels. They asked us to reassess. That's how we went out and suddenly reassessed all the motels because the first person insisted that it wasn't fair unless we assessed everybody. So
no, I remember that we had a ton of hotels in here. So,
okay, I'm thinking that the 76 across from the fire station, one's been vacant forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's
maybe
for sale
one
now.
On both sides.
It's for sale now.
Huh?
It's for sale now.
It's for sale?
Mm-hmm.
What's it for sale for? 75? Well, I'm thinking if it can't be opened as a hotel or a extended stay, the value is just land, almost, isn't it?
You can't
generate any income there, right?
To me, it would be more like a property that's under construction. So how do we do new construction?
New construction usually isn't revalued until it's completed.
Until
is that
it's
correct?
Completed, right.
And the way that the assessor has worked with realtors for hotels that are like, we have one that's got boarded up doors and obviously can't be run. It was on the market for several years, and we moved the assessment down just below what it's for sale for. If it's been for sale for 3 years and you've not had one bite,
right,
you know, that's what